Luke chapter 24. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they, and certain other women with them, came to the tomb bringing the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Master Yeshua. While they were greatly perplexed concerning this, suddenly two men stood by them in shining garments. As they were afraid and bowed their faces to the ground, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be nailed to the torture wooden pole, and on the third day rise again.'" Then they remembered his words. And they returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. It was Miriam Magdalene and Joanna, Miriam the mother of James, and other women with them, who told these things to the apostles. But their words seemed like fables to them, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb. Stooping down, he saw the linen clothes lying by themselves. He departed, wondering in himself what had happened. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they communed and reasoned together, Yeshua himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. He said to them, "What kind of communication are you sharing with one another while you are walking and are sad?" One of them, named Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only foreigner in Jerusalem who does not know what has happened there in these days?" He said to them, "What things?" They said to him, "Concerning Yeshua of Nazareth, who was a prophet, powerful in deed and word before Elohim and all the people. And how our chief priests and rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death and nailed him to the torture wooden pole. But we were hoping that it was he who was to redeem Israel. Moreover, today is the third day since these things happened. Even some women from among us, who arrived early at the tomb, surprised us. When they did not find his body, they returned saying that they had even seen a vision of angels, who said that he was alive. Then some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said. But they did not see him." He said to them, "O fools, and slow of heart to believe what the prophets have spoken. Was it not necessary for the Messiah to suffer these things and to enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them the things concerning himself in all the scriptures. They drew near the village where they were traveling, and he seemed to be going farther. But they urged him, saying, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, and the day is far spent." So he went in to stay with them. As he sat at supper with them, he took the bread, blessed it and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished out of their sight. They said to each other, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the way, and while he opened the scriptures to us?" They rose up and returned to Jerusalem at once. And they found the 11 and those who were with them assembled together, saying, "The Master has risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon." Then they reported what had happened on the way, and how he was recognized by them in the breaking of the bread. As they were saying this, Yeshua himself stood among them, and said to them, "Peace be unto you." They were terrified and frightened, and supposed that they saw a spirit. He said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Feel me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." When he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet disbelieved for joy and wondered, he said to them, "Do you have any food here?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb. And he took it and ate it before them. He said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He said to them, "Thus it is written, and accordingly it was necessary for the Messiah to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And look, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you. But wait in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And were continually in the temple, praising and blessing Elohim. Amen.